Well, here in this country, early voting is already underway in Georgia for the July 22nd primary runoff. Congressman Jack Kingston and Tea Party candidate David Perdue are vying for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. The winner there will go up against Democrat Michelle Nunn, the daughter of former Senator Sam Nunn, in the November election, which, by the way, is now just 124 days away, which brings us to this week's district profile. Every week, we're profiling a congressional race somewhere in the country, and today it is Colorado's 6th district, where incumbent Republican Mike Kaufman is facing Democrat Andrew Romanoff. Megan Verlee of Colorado Public Radio, which is part of the Here and Now Contributors Network, is with us now to discuss. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, first, tell us a little bit about this district.
Well, it's a fairly compact district on the southeastern side of Denver, and it covers mainly the suburb of Aurora. It's very diverse, both economically and ethnically, large immigrant populations, and it is a completely split district, about 30% Republican, 30% Democrat, and 30% unaffiliated. And it's a very different district after the redistricting of 4 years ago. It used to be highly Republican, very conservative, safely red, and in redistricting, the Democrats were able to move it into a swing district.
And of course, Aurora is home to that terrible movie theater shooting back in 2012. But it looks like in this race anyway, gun control is not expected to be the big issue. That would be immigration.
Exactly. And with gun control, in part, that's just because both candidates are, it's well known where they stand and they're pretty much in line with their parties. But with immigration, they both have to appeal to a very significant Latino voting bloc there in Congressional District 6. And both of them have past political histories that make that a little problematic.
Well, let's talk first about the Republican incumbent Mike Kaufman. He's been in office since 2009. What should we know about his stance on immigration?
Well, for a large part of his career, when his district was a safely Republican one, he was very anti-immigration. He spoke out against the DREAM Act in 2010. He's talked about the need to deport young illegal immigrants who came to the country as children. And he introduced legislation that mandated English-only ballots in Colorado. So he has a fairly anti-immigration track record. But with the new draw of the district, he says he's had a bit of a 180 conversion. He's been talking with more immigrant families, and now he's in favor of a lot of policies that he used to oppose.
Well, and actually, we have some sound of him talking about immigration at a Catholic church in Aurora last year. Let's listen.
First of all, I think we have to resolve the first issue we have to resolve is legal status for those that have been here and who may have violated criminal immigration laws, but have not violated criminal laws, ought to be able to stay in this country indefinitely and given a legal status. I don't think there's any question about that.
So a friendlier tone there on immigration. Let's listen to Kaufman's opponent, Andrew Romanoff, who's a former member of the Colorado House of Representatives. Here is an ad on his campaign website.
When I was Speaker of the Colorado House, we balanced the budget every year. If Congress did it just once, there'd be a national holiday. Now, all this seems pretty common sense to me, so why isn't it happening? Because too many in Washington believe the way you grow the economy is by helping the big banks and the big oil companies. Here's the problem. It doesn't work, and it doesn't help the middle class. If you think Congress should stay focused on the top, I'm probably not the guy for you. But if you agree the way to create good jobs and grow the economy is to put the middle class first, then I hope you'll join me. Because you deserve a congressman who's looking out for you. And that's what I'll do. Thanks. Every day.
So besides being able to put together quick little one-liners in his ads, what should we know about Mr. Romanoff?
Well, as you heard just there, he's definitely selling himself as a populist, a man of the people. He was, at the time, the youngest speaker of the Colorado General Assembly when he led that body. And so he's always been kind of a wunderkind of Colorado politics. He's pretty charismatic, and he's known for reaching out to voters. But to hearken back just a little bit to the question of how immigration is going to play out in this race, when he was speaker, he presided over a special session that passed some really draconian anti-immigration legislation. He said he was doing it to keep even more anti-immigrant efforts off our state ballot. But there's a lot of stuff from his past that the Kaufman campaign is now mining up to say, hey, Romanoff says he's on your side, but look at what he did.
Now, Politico has said that this could be 2014's tightest race. Is there a lot of outside money coming in?
I think we're expecting a lot more to come in. Definitely, you're hearing from the National Campaign Committee is that this is a targeted race. Right now, both of the candidates have raised around $3 million. The outside spending, according to the federal database, is only around $600,000 so far. But I think we're expecting to see a lot more pour in here.
And you mentioned redistricting. How has that impacted what we're likely to see come November?
For the last several redistricting cycles, our maps have been set by the state courts, but they keep picking the Democrats' maps because the courts like competitive districts, and the Democrats have done a really good job of drawing what look like competitive districts, but which their forecasts show, and so far they've been pretty successful with this, are going to become more Democratic. So, for instance, this new Congressional District 6, it's completely split right now, like I said, between Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated. But it's an inner-ring suburb. It's got a lot of affordable housing. And as Denver gets more expensive, a lot of the Democrats who live in Denver or want to live in Denver are getting pushed out into suburbs like this, and they're driving them much more blue. And so I think the Democrats looked at this map and said, you know, Kaufman might hold on. He certainly held on in 2012. But if we get a strong enough candidate, we're going to turn this swing district blue. And they're really hoping that Romanoff is that guy.
That's Megan Verlee of Colorado Public Radio, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network, talking with us about the 6th Congressional District in Colorado. Megan, thank you.
Thank you.